Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District.
All right, Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, let's ask our lone guest, Mr. Larry Estes, to lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, wow.
Flag over here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
Director Garcia? Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do you have anything from the board? None. Okay, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Thank you. Okay, presentations, we have none. General Manager's report. Yes, General Manager.
Yes, good evening, Madam Chair, board members. As I mentioned in our last meeting, the County Watershed Program Proposition 1 right now is in pursuit of a grant funding from Caltrans Sustainable Transportation Planning to conduct a Bay Point Enhanced Bicycle and Pedestrian Improvement Study. The county is looking forward to addressing the Bay Point community desires regarding this new project and future bicycle and pedestrian improvement along the Port Chicago Highway and Willow Pass corridors. We'll keep you informed of the study. We completed our required inspection of our backflow prevention assemblies in our parks, and our freshwater backflow at Lindbrook Park is leaking and it's quite old. Per the Environmental Quality Department, this needs to be repaired right away due to Title 13 with the requirements. So we are in the process of getting a quote to rebuild that backflow. Instead of replace it, we believe it's rebuildable. So I will let you know on that, and that needs to be done within the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
The Ambrose Community Center auditorium floor is refinished and it is complete and provided enjoyment on Saturday, December 7th at our Breakfast with Santa. We did pancakes for over 200, and Santa was here and gave lots of treats to our young Bay Point youth. We're very excited about it. It was great. And our academy kids did an absolutely amazing job. Fantastic job. We received also $1,000 from Marathon Petroleum Foundation for our holiday event and sponsor a child Christmas program. We were able to give every child at the event a toy, which they were very excited about. It was great to see the kids with their dinosaurs and their trucks and their balls. And we are going to be doing a sponsor a child for Christmas. Anybody can go to the main desk and get signed up for that. We are working on names through the Bay Church and through All in One. We do want to thank Marathon for providing gifts to our community and being a part of this great program. December 19th is our Contra Costa County Office of Sheriff's Bay Point Christmas Party, 4 to 7. That's Thursday night. Santa will be handling, My days are getting confusing here. We'll be handing out gifts for all of our children 17 years and under. They will have gifts for all kids, and there will be lots of cookies and hot chocolate. December 23rd at 11:30 a.m., we are having a senior holiday lunch sponsored by the Bay Point Chamber. We're inviting seniors and trying to get a lot of social media and different aspects into the churches and into our community to have as many seniors as we can here to let them know about our senior service program. And the an educator seniors on the programs we have here with the Medi-Cal and the Medicare meetings that we have. We do have resources here with our food banks, with our career center, with our Spark Point partnership. So we're trying to get as many seniors here so they know where to go for some of these resources. And on behalf of myself and the Ambrose staff, I'd like to wish you all a very happy holiday and thank you for a great year this year.
Thank you very much. Any comments from the board?
I have a question. For the sheriff thing, what time is it?
It's 4 to 7.
Are they going to serve dinner?
No, just cookies and hot chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions?
We came to the pancake breakfast. It was fantastic. That floor looks so nice. What a difference it makes in there. It's like the rugs that you put out here and the hardwood that you put back. Oh, it just really looks nice. And this room looks nice. I see that you've been putting up plaques mm-hmm. and stuff. It really gives it a little more flavor here. Thank you. And do you want on the day of the sheriff's, do you need our help?
No. That the county offices with Supervisor Glover's group and the county sheriffs and the cadets, there is about 100 volunteers here that come in the morning, set up, do everything. It's a great group of people. They're very organized, so it's a, they handle all that. It's
okay.
Their event.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Director Torres?
No questions, just a comment. I went to the event. It was such a great event to see so many kids in there lined up to get pancakes and to talk to Santa. It's really cute. So thank you for all the work. The academy did a great job. I thought it was really amazing how the kids were out there just cooking. I peeked in the kitchen. I expected to see adults. No, it was the kids. Mm-hmm. They're cooking pancakes mm-hmm. and stuff. So that was really cool. Thank you for the work that you everyone put into that. It was such a great event.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. And I didn't join the event, but I thank you for putting it together and to the academy for helping out. I remember when you used to do the pancakes.
Yes.
That was a lot of work. Yes. So I remember how hard that
flipping
is.
Pancakes?
And then you would go and do something else and all that. So mm-hmm. it's great to have our youth stepping up. And of course, I commend the leaders there. And of course, the coordinators for helping with that. I was there an MC for the event or?
No, we had Santa there, we had Christmas music, we did do some announcements, talked about the sponsor child, we talked about thanking our academy. They went up and did their performance,
yes.
which was great. And my phone actually was the music, so I'm waiting for pictures from the rest of the staff I would like to share on the Facebook.
Otherwise, you'd be a photographer too.
Yes, exactly.
She does everything.
So many hats.
Yeah, so yes. I would like, and this is my wish, if there's an event and if it's our event, that at least the board members are introduced so that the community would know the board members, if it's only our event.
Yes.
So that, you know, because sometimes I go and I say, oh, and they don't know and all that. Mm-hmm. I say, oh, you'll see my face in the, you know, outside, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it would be good to at least introduce, I see the director Torres was there, director Lopez Garcia, director Garcia was there. It would have been nice to introduce them and let the people know who they are. So.
And did everyone have a chance to see the pictures in the lobby?
I just saw them.
Yes. They came out so
yes.
nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
They look really, really
And it's great that people are really noticing them and asking questions about our board.
Yeah.
So little things like that as well as introductions.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And then for the senior event, I was reading through my old, someone brought it from a conference about senior services.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't only include the services that we already offer, but more on the recreational side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there was like a seminar on falling. I don't know who's giving that, AARP or something like that, but that might be something that we would be willing to give to our seniors.
Well, we have a lawyer come once in a while.
Okay.
We set that up. We do have 3 exercise classes in there, and they discuss the gentleman from that we have here does the chair exercises and discusses a lot. He's very knowledgeable about seniors and different things they could do, and he does a lot of discussion at his exercises. So we have line dancing, we have exercising. We do not have the walking program right now because it's too cold. We'll bring that back in the spring.
Yeah, something about falling, I think, might be also good. Because, as you know, we're not getting younger. Mm-hmm. And we have to teach our seniors how not to fall. And if they fall, how to fall. Mm-hmm. I think that would be something that would be helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, moving on. We don't have any legal counsel. We are now open to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the chair. And we have a request to speak form from Mr. Larry Estes. The floor is yours, sir.
Address you from the lectern?
Yes, please.
First off, let you know I have a little skin in the game. I grew up in Port Chicago. And I moved over here to West Pittsburgh in the fifth grade. And this is my sixth grade class, Mrs. Hartford, this class.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I played Little League up at the park. We swam, we did all these things in the area. And, we may have all been poor, but we didn't know it. we had everything we needed to do. And then as time went on, I went to Pacifica High School, which is now a memory. I coached a JV team and a Pop Warner team. And then I got the apprenticeship. I'm a steam fitter by trade. And I know your husband, because we're affiliated politically. I'm a member of Local 342, Steam Fitters and Plumbers, Refrigeration and Pipeline. And hopefully more of our youth in this area will avail themselves to get involved. It's a heck of a great career. And you can go through it a whole time and not have any issues with having to pay back loans or anything. You pay as you go and it works. When I moved back better than 20 years ago, I lived in Sycamore Court, which is part of the cluster of those seven homes for Shell next door. So I've been back there for the last 20 years with my mother. The joke is I got my bedroom back. So anyway, it's working. When I came to town, you visited, I went to the MAC, and I knew a few people there. And one of the person I went to school with, she said, "Man, you ought to get on the CAP." So I joined the CAP. And so I've been with that for quite a few years now. So that's how I met Eduardo and Eva and Trina. Trina was a part of that for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, a little background. So I knew a few people also in the Historical Society because I was behind a lot of things trying to help promote the memory of Port Chicago and all that kind of history. And so we as a group were meeting in people's houses, and we've got a cargo container on Shell's property. It's storing stuff that people have donated. And we're just kind of moving along. The problem is we've had a few people die on us, Damn, people get older, right? We knew that the firehouse was coming into view, so we kind of petitioned, we talked to federal government, and we were hoping to maybe work a joint deal with the sheriff's department to get them out of Shore Acres and get them into that. That's free. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay rent on that. That's bought and paid for. But that didn't work. It was an idea, but so much for trying to be frugal, right? And we also applied the historical site. Well, then can we have it? Well, the fire department wanted to retain rights to it because I guess they got an idea for expansion or testing their equipment there or something. So we'll see. But it isn't an option for us. So anyway, and using Lori as a conduit, well, we found out that it was a possibility that you have a building out back, which is the back part of it is your concession stand. And the front of it has got garage doors, which like you could put a tractor or big lawn mowers or something into it. And it was brought forth that it might be a good idea that we could maybe get into that. Well, I heard back that some of your concern was, is that, I don't think you heard the whole spiel, what we're trying to do, is that we have that cargo container, and we would be happy to go ahead and donate it, and nothing's tougher than a cargo container. So even that tin building you have out there is very suspect to break-ins, because it's just tin. Anybody can get into that. Anybody that's got any kind of mechanical aptitude can do that. So we'd be willing to go ahead and donate the cargo container, get it moved out of the shell property and land it. And I would think it'd be, in my eyes, it'd be a great idea to park it right next to the existing building. You know, we had petitioned Federal Glover, and he was excited about us possibly doing this upgrade and remodel of the inside of the building. And it fits with everything we need for space, because we can't live in a cargo container. That was just a stopgap thing, okay? So we would really like to utilize that. And so I did a material takeoff of all the lumber and sheetrock and nails and you name it, to be able to make it a habitable, you know, facility on the interior. And Federal Glover was very, very excited. He says, "Oh, you can do all that." Well, most of the labor is going to be me and another couple other guys doing all the piping, electrical, and the carpentry and whatever. We'll sub a couple things out. I'm not great with 220 electrical. Okay. So our thought was, I guess we heard some feedback that I guess nobody really came and talked to you about our vision. So you're kind of getting a piece of it and not all of it. So I wanted to kind of clear the air that we've got something to offer to have some skin in the game. And it seems like, you know, it would be very appropriate. And but you know, I don't know your side, your commitments, and what things that you do. But it was brought forth this idea, and we kind of jumped on the opportunity. We thought that'd be great. So we're bringing, you know, some real energy and commitment and improvement, you know, and it would actually, and being part of this facility, you know, it would be, may keep it all centralized rather than being fractionated out here and there and somewhere else. So we all thought it'd be a great idea. So anyway, that's basically my pitch, is that, and I think from what I understand, you might have a big lawnmower or a small tractor or something needs to be parked in that building. Well, I tell you, you know, I've been in construction my whole career. We use those cargo containers for everything. Mm-hmm. And they're literally bulletproof. Mm-hmm. You can't hardly, and they even got a mechanism that protects the lock. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very, very resourceful and clever and really tooled up to try to do anything bad to it. So if you're looking at trying to secure your materials or equipment and stuff, that cargo container would be ideal as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I don't know what all else you have plans or want to do, or you have other future plans to do something else with that. Say we would just be the back side of your concession, you know, side. So we're thinking it would be, you know, but again, it's your land, it's your stuff. We understand that, we think we would be a good neighbor, and I think that would be, and it's part of the area. We felt it was, since it's yours, we've got to talk to you and try to go to the MAC. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do an end around on you. This is the proper way to go about trying to do this. Mm-hmm. So Anyway, but she's the guilty one. She helped me.
Well, thank you, Mr. Estes.
So anyway, that's my spiel. So I hope you give us some serious consideration because we'd like to do something. And there's really no cost to you because we're going to pay to move it. And we'll get it set. And you'll have something that could actually be a benefit to you. So anyway, do you have any questions of me?
Actually, we're not supposed to have any questions or discussion during public comments.
Okay.
But our general manager may have something to say about it because she's done some research. I don't know if it's appropriate for you to share your research.
I'm not in public comment.
Okay.
Though.
Yeah. So okay. So we'll have to bring it to another meeting. We did some research about what was requested from us before, and we're going to take that into another meeting and invite you to it.
Okay. Yeah, please, just so you know, I can do that, but it's I have to know for sure if I needed at that meeting to say anything. You know, I'm kind of the spokesperson for the group because I'm on committees at our union the same night. This is the only time I'm available because we had our election on Sunday, so we don't have a meeting tonight. We had everything, all of our businesses conducted on Sunday. So I don't like missing those commitments, you know, unless I really need to be, but I'd be happy to come back.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you too.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. I learned a lot tonight listening to all of what's on your agenda and all the things. That's pretty neat. I'm impressed. It's, it's, and I even qualify as a senior.
There you go.
Well, we'll see you on Monday the 13th.
For the rest of the meeting, if you want.
You're
also welcome to
stay for this. I'll just get
in the way.
I don't
know. Yeah.
Well, we can put it in.
Do you have a card?
Later on. Okay, going back to the board. Okay, we're going now to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill up and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Item A, consider selecting a chair and vice chair for 2025 to 2027.
I think that Trina should continue to be chair and Ms. May should be vice chair.
Second.
I'll third that.
Okay. Do we need to?
Yeah, just say it as a motion.
Okay. I move.
All right.
I move that we select Trina as a chair, Trina Hudson as a chair, and May Torlakson as a vice chair.
Okay.
For the 2025-2027 term.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Second. Second. Second.
Okay. Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay. Next, letter B, consider selecting two board members to serve on the budget committee. Any motion? Any selection? Any volunteers?
Can we elect?
Yes.
I move that Mr. Torres and Ms. Garcia be on the
budget
committee.
Okay. I second that.
Okay. We need a motion. We have a motion and a second.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay. We have no public hearing. We have no closed session. Now we have committee reports, board comments, and items from the next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments. Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I just want to comment on Larry's comments right now. I think it was really important that he came I'm glad that there's some dialogue there. I want to learn more. I think for me that was like the problem last time, was just like not hearing so much, right? But my bigger concern was like the preservation of actual historical items and keeping them in a safe location. I want to explore more.
So are you suggesting we put this item on the next?
That's where I was going to go into, yeah. So can we add this on the agenda?
Okay, we need a second for that?
I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not opposed. Okay, Director Garcia. Oh, is, are you,
No.
Is there something else?
Yeah, no, just really quick. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. You're so efficient. No, I just want to thank everyone. This is my end of my first term. And 4 years go by quick, and I want to thank my colleagues for, you know, receiving me. I know probably there's a little bit of turbulence in the beginning, and hopefully now there's like some more trust within us. I feel like we're building some really good synergy, and obviously with Lori being our new GM, I think we're going in great direction as a district. And I just want to thank y'all for allowing me to, you know, step up and step in into this role. I'm looking forward to going to a second term. And with that, I think I will also be taking some time off from the community stuff for a month. Just so you know, I won't be here next month because I'm going to go to Mexico. Yesterday was my last day at the university. So officially done.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm taking some time off. But I'm hopefully coming back with renewed energy. So I'm excited. And this is, I guess, where I'm leaving this comment at. I'm really proud of the work we've done this past 4 years, and especially this year. A lot of great work from everyone, from the staff, from our board. I just really excited about the future, and I'm done because I know everyone wants to go.
Rolling my eyes.
That's it. That's all I have.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia.
I just want to say thank you for all the work they've done in 2024, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2025.
Wonderful. Thank you. Director Lopez-Garcia.
Thank you, and I'm with Mr. Torres. I want to hear more of what they're going to do back there. What's going on? Are they just going to leave stuff there? Are they going to show it as a showroom? What are they doing? Explain more to me, because I'm sort of... And then why do they want to leave this trailer here? Is it really good for us or no?
Okay. We'll discuss that at the next meeting. Yeah, okay. Is that it?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. And for me, thank you very much for all the great work. We had a transition this year with our new general manager coming in, and she's done a great, wonderful job. And of course, our senior accountant too. Thank you for everything you do. And of course, the rest of the staff. I'm so proud of you guys. And you know, our chair is not here, but as I said, she's saying thank you to everybody, and I'm glad that she will be chair again, I hope. I look forward to working with her. And as for me, when is our next meeting in January?
The 9th.
Okay, I will not be here. I will be in the Philippines. No, I will still be here. I'm sorry. I will still be here. It's the February one that I might not be here. This So I'll still be here. Just give me a heads up. But thank you. and I'm glad that people are enjoying their work at the Budget Committee. Of course, I've enjoyed my work as vice chair and sometimes chairing when the chair is not here. We've done a great job with everything, and I think I'm looking forward to having that grant come in and working on, is it 2.7 million?
Yes.
I can take that, that's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. And now that we are in escrow, things may happen. Mm-hmm. So we're getting a lot of movement and looking forward to working with you guys. Okay. Feliz Navidad. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
A second motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. And opposed. Thank you. Mm-hmm.